Hi, this is Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Diamond Crown Classic. Created over a century ago, and to this day, it remains one of J.C. Newman's finest examples of what a cigar should be. Dominican binder, creamy Connecticut wrapper, and a selection of five different fillers from the Caribbean to Central America. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Great radio stations all across America. It's the National Defense.
Welcome to the National Defense, made possible by Ford, by the Home Depot, by T-Mobile, by Prevagen, by the Wounded Warrior Project, and by Ondas Holdings, LLC.
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller, and Brandon Lariquente is with us. He's the newest cast member of Chicago Fire. Season 14 resumes this Wednesday at 9 Eastern on NBC. He stars as a hotshot jet pilot, firefighter Sal Vasquez, and he joins us here in the National Defense. Brandon, how are you?
What's going on? I'm doing great, man. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, man, this character of yours, how would you describe him? Definitely a cocksman. I mean, a guy walks in, he's got his swagger, he's ready to go, very cocksure of himself, and there's a lot kind of bubbling underneath the surface with this guy, right?
Sure is, man. Man, you took the words out of my mouth. Yeah, for sure. Vasquez is he's layered, man. On the surface, you know, you might perceive him as one way. To your point, you know, very confident in himself, very cocksure, which he is, but he's also deeply layered, man. He's got a lot going on, and I'm a firm believer that we are a byproduct of our upbringing, and throughout the season, you know, for viewers who have watched, we start to learn about who he is and where he came from. And, I consider him like an onion. He's very layered, and the deeper you get, the more you actually know the real him.
Hey, so how did that feel to you as an actor? I mean, this thing's going on for 14 seasons, and you join a cast, you got a lot of people that have been there since day one. Was that intimidating? Was it exciting? How did that feel?
A little bit of both, man, a little bit of both. But the analogy I always like to use is, I mean, God, a show going 14 years like this, it's like jumping onto a moving train. You hope to stick the landing, and you just hope to just fit in. And the cast and crew really did a great job at making sure I fit in from day one. I mean, they really opened me, you know, welcomed me with open arms. So it's been great so far. But, yeah, of course it's intimidating when you're joining a show because you want to, you know, put your best foot forward. You want to do good work. But it's been great. I think I finally settled in after a full season here in Chicago.
That's cool. We're talking to Brandon Lariquente here on the National Defense. Plays Sal Vasquez on Chicago Fire. Season 14 resumes this Wednesday at 9 Eastern on NBC. Well, I mean, hey, you've been acting, what, since you were a kid, right? 4 or 5 years old?
Yeah, I had my early roots set in theater. I started out when I was a kid, and at the time, you know, I was just doing it for fun. I'm never thinking that it could be a profession that has taken me, you know, across the world, across the country. So it's been very fruitful. I'm super grateful.
Yeah, that's cool. You know, our audience is mainly active duty military, veterans and their families. So, you know, Chicago Fire, and it's right up their alley. You know, they love that kind of stuff. And I'm sure that, I don't know how much you knew about, the firefighting industry before you joined the show, but man, it certainly, probably gives you a great appreciation for those, men and women who do it every day, huh?
Oh my goodness, for sure. I mean, my parents are both ex-retired law enforcement, so I've always had from a very young age a deep appreciation for those people of public service who put their life on the line every single day. So to all of the viewers out there, thank you guys for your service. Truly, I mean it.
Yeah, they do a great job, and I've been doing this show now for 15 years. I'm not a veteran, but boy, it's just my honor to be able to talk to them every single week.
Absolutely. I mean, I'm glad to have the show. I'm glad to be a part of the show today. You know, what I get to embody in being a fireman and stuff, you know, like I don't take it lightly. You know, I know that there are jobs out there like military firemen and police officers who put their lives at risk every single day for us. So I am eternally grateful.
Hey, I want to ask you about your production company. 94 films that focuses on Latino voices. That's cool, man.
Yeah, my wife and I, we co-founded the company a couple years ago, and we're both of Latin descent, and we were both born in 94, so hence the name. But yeah, we're just trying to lift up unheard voices, you know. We're trying to tell stories that most people shy away from, stories that create conversation among the households. So we currently got two films under the production company name. We just toured one around the country. We had a premiere in LA, two sold out shows there. We just had one in Chicago, and God willing, we'll have one in New York next month. But it's been great, man. It's been great to be able to step into something new. I've been an actor for predominantly most of my entire life. So to do this and to see, you know, the entertainment industry from a whole new lens, it's been very eye opening for us.
Oh, man, that's cool. We were talking, of course, to Brandon Laraquente here on the National Defense. And, you know, you've been in so many things. Do you feel like now in your neighborhood where you live, if something catches on fire, are you the guy to go to?
Oh, man, as much as I would love to say yes, no. I mean, what those people do, it looks amazing on TV, and it looks like, you know, I could do this, but I have such a deep respect for what they do. I mean, there's a lot that goes into it, a lot of training, a lot of time, a lot of education that goes into it before you should ever, I think, you know, embody that. But, you know, it's nice. This summer, last year, I didn't get a chance to do it, but this summer, I'm going to the Fire Academy to learn a little more, to get a deeper insight. So I look forward
to
that.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it's you have to do it. I mean, you're playing a fireman. The least you could do is do everything you can to make sure that you are portraying these characters accurately.
Yeah, it's funny. You know, we talked to a lot of actors and people who have been involved in some major military movies and films. And, man, you got to get it right? I mean, because you're going to hear from people if you don't. I mean, that's not the way to put your belt on. That's not the way to wear your helmet.
Definitely. My previous job, I played a policeman, and now I'm a fireman. So, you know, I was picking the brains of anybody and everybody that I could, you know, just to make sure that I'm doing it accurately, and I'm paying, you know, those people who have, you know, paved the way for us a service, you know.
Yeah, that's cool. Well, Brandon, great to talk to you, man, and congratulations on the new role. Chicago Fire, of course, season 14 resumes this Wednesday, 9 Eastern on NBC, streams the next day on Peacock, and continued great success.
Thank you so much. Love what you do, man. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you. We'll be right back here in the National Defense.
Spring is in the air, which means now is the time to save during spring outdoor power deals at the Home Depot. Make cleanup easier when you go cordless with the Milwaukee M18 string trimmer, designed to deliver more runtime, more speed, and maximum performance. Then grab a select Milwaukee fuel attachment, like the pole saw, edger, or brush cutter, included at no extra cost when you buy the Milwaukee M18 string trimmer. Shop 7 days of spring outdoor power deals at the Home Depot, now through April 29th.
Hey, National Defense Network has a new mobile app that you need to download right now. Just go to the App Store or nationaldefensenetwork.org to get your hands on the largest giving and savings platform on the planet. You can support our military veterans at the same time you're saving over $1,500 on travel, dining, vacations, and retail. You can get $60 off admission to Disney World and hundreds of other discounts. Just go to NationalDefenseNetwork.org, download the app, and upload the savings.
Ford was built on the belief that the world doesn't get to decide what you're capable of. You do. So, ask yourself, can you or can't you? Can you load up a Ford F-150 and build your dream with sweat and steel? Can you chase thrills and conquer curves in a Mustang? Can you take a Bronco to where the map ends and adventure begins? Whether you think you can or think you can't, you're right. Ready, set, Ford.
For me, staying connected to loved ones is everything. And as a veteran, you appreciate how T-Mobile makes that easy. With exclusive discounts for military and veteran families on wireless plans, those who serve save with T-Mobile. Military families save up to $720 a year. Plus, you'll be on America's best network according to Ookla speed test. Head to T-Mobile.com/military-savings to learn more. That's T-Mobile.com/military-savings. Savings with four lines compared to regular pricing on experience plans.
David is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Nice to meet you. My name is David. I've been a pharmacist for 44 years, and I'm from Flowery Branch, Georgia. When I first started taking Prevagen, I noticed stuff just seemed to come together and fit like a jigsaw puzzle. When I have customers come in, I recommend Prevagen. Number one, because it's safe and effective, does not require a prescription. And I've been taking it quite a while myself, and I know it works. I wouldn't recommend something like Prevagen if I didn't think it was worth it because it works so good for me. And I love it when the customers come back in and tell me, David, that really works so good. Makes my day.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
Hey, let me tell you about our friends at Norwegian Cruise Line. They truly are a military-friendly company. They have a military appreciation program that was created for veterans, by veterans, with a mission to deliver amazing vacations for active duty military, veterans, and their families. The program includes a 10% discount off all cruises, plus special onboard experiences, and is combinable with current NCL promotions. So military families can get the most out of their R&R at the best value. Register today at ncl.com/military. Norwegian Cruise Line, ships registry the Bahamas and USA. Restrictions apply.
Turtle Bay's glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world.
Including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
Shasta Lake and neighboring friends, the Queen of Dragons has your back with premium products at prices that work for you. As the longest-standing dispensary in the area, our local team knows exactly what you need. Our shelves are stocked with the freshest flower in town. From our premium, fresh, and local line to our budget-friendly options featuring Emerald Junkies and Tricana Boys. Don't miss our famous Flower Friday deals. Top quality at unbeatable prices. And for the green thumbs out there, clones are now in store for the growing season. Join our Dragons Reward program and earn points with every purchase. Stop by 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard in the city of Shasta Lake or call us for delivery at 530-276-9771 or check out our menu at thequeenofdragons.com. The Queen of Dragons, premium offerings, unbeatable value just for you.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson.
state of mind.
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller, and Steve Guttenberg is back with us. Of course, you know him from so many movies, Police Academy, Three Men and a Baby, Diner, which is such a great movie. And he's got a new one now, Kidnapped by a Killer, the Heather Robinson story, which premieres this Saturday on Lifetime. And he joins us here in the National Defense. Steve, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me on your show, Rand. I appreciate it. And my dad was... in the 82nd Airborne, so it's always wonderful for me to be on your show.
Well, the last time we talked to you, and I appreciate your dad's service, certainly, you had just come out with your book about your dad, Time to Thank, Caregiving for My Hero,
right,
which resonated so much with our audience because, you know, veteran caregivers, that's a big segment of our population.
Yeah, absolutely. We owe our veterans everything. You know, the reason that we're on the phone right now in freedom and not diving and running for covers because of our veterans.
Absolutely, man. You know, Steve, I was out in L.A. visiting my daughter during the wildfires, and I just remember seeing you on the local news there, and you were going around trying to round up your neighbors and the reporters talking to you and asking what your name was. I'm like, that's Steve Guttenberg.
Yeah. Hey, listen, not everybody watches movies, you know?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I'm just like dumbfounded about
the guy. He was a really nice guy, by the way. He reads books, okay? The guy reads books. He doesn't watch movies or TV. He reads books. Give him a break.
We're talking to Steve Guttenberg here in the National Defense. How are things right now in terms of getting back to semi-normalcy?
It's tough. You know, it's very hopeful, and the town is very resilient, and we've got incredible leaders, you know, pushing us through. But it's tough. You know, you had 6,000 homes burned. Mm. You had thousands damaged. You have, 25,000 people displaced from their homes. It's tough. Yeah. It's a rough time.
Yeah. Well, you know, you were so nice to do your part in all of that, and you've always been known as kind of a nice guy, and now all of a sudden you're a serial killer. This new movie, Kidnapped by a Killer, the Heather Robinson story. Now, this hits close to home for me especially because we're based in Kansas City, Missouri, and so I remember when the news coverage happened with this, and it was so crazy of just finding all of these barrels and bodies inside. What kind of preparation did you do for this role?
I did what you're intimating. I did research on him, and I would study him for an hour or a little over an hour or two. And after about an hour and a half, I had to take a break. His crimes were so heinous. He was just such a horrible human being. So I had to take time away from it, but it was a terrific part to research as an actor, as a citizen of the world. I wish he never lived, but the fact that I was able to, Lifetime was kind enough to give me the part, and give me an opportunity to play him was thrilling, just thrilling.
You are great in this, man. And, you know, we're talking about serial killer John Robinson. And this guy, I mean, just one tiny aspect of this story, which is so heinous, is that he picked up one of his victims at a place called the Hope House, which is a kind of a refuge for single mothers and their kids. And he plucked one of them out of Hope House.
Yeah. Yeah, he was a highly evil and disturbed human being.
Yeah.
And I don't know if he was a human being, but he was a being.
Yeah.
The world is full of these type of people.
He got the death penalty, thank God, and then a plea bargain. So he's still in a Kansas prison right now in El Dorado for life without parole. Just unbelievable. It's called Kidnapped by a Killer, the Heather Robinson story. It's on this Saturday on Lifetime. And, I mean, this is a totally different kind of role for you.
Oh, it's fantastic as an actor.
Right.
And I've done drama before, and I've had small horror movies, but this was the most powerful horror movie that I've ever done. You know, it's a thriller and it's a horror movie. And I was thrilled that Lifetime gave me the part. And I was able to, use my skill and my talent to create this character and the look. I had an incredible makeup department who did all kinds of work on me, shaved my hairline back, and we did eczema on my skin and pulled my eyes back a little bit, and then I gained some weight for the role. It was just a terrific opportunity to act, and I love to act. I love to work. I love it.
Yeah, I know you do. And from the very beginning of your acting career, talk about a debut, The Boys from Brazil with Laurence Olivier and Gregory Peck. Nice start.
Yeah. Yeah, I was really lucky to get that part. I was 18 years old. I went over to Portugal and I worked with Larry Olivier and Greg Peck and, got to know them and James Mason, Uta Hagen. It was an incredible opportunity for a young actor to be around this greatness. And, it rubs off. It's not that the greatness rubs off, but their quality, their value system rubs off on a person.
Yeah.
If you are lucky enough, I grew up at my parents' kitchen table, which was the ultimate place for me to grow up. And then to be in the company of such, class human beings, I grew a great deal, and I was very, very lucky.
Yeah, and you went on from there with some great movies like Diner, and one of my favorite films of all time, Cocoon. What was that experience like?
It was awesome. You worked with the great Ron Howard, who's
right.
One of the best directors of all time.
And best guys.
And one of the best guys, exactly. And then working with all those, and working with great producers, Dick Zanuck and Lily Zanuck, great producers, and then working with Hume Cronin and Jessica Tannen and Gwen Verdon, Maureen Stapleton. I mean, there's everything good about it. Just extraordinary, such extraordinary opportunity.
That is so cool. It's going to be interesting to see what kind of response you get from this new movie, from your fellow actors and from your
fans.
Well,
I hope I work more. That's yeah. What you want as an actor. I want to work. I want another job. I want to keep going. That's really what it's all about. I remember years ago I went to the Academy Awards and Gene Hackman was there. And I think he won something, or I'm not sure what it was, but I was in the bathroom with him, and he was doing great, movie after movie, and somebody said, oh, congratulations, Gene, on you won, or something like that, and he just said, man, I just want to work. Huh. I just want to go to work. I want to work. And, Tony Hopkins said that years ago to me. He said, I love going to work, get there in the morning and there's a burrito waiting for you and then you go into makeup and everyone's in a good mood and everyone on a movie set is their best, so,
right.
Everybody's bringing their best, like any job, you go to the office, people are at their best. So
yeah,
I love working what I want from this is people to enjoy my performance and I want to work more.
Well, not exactly true of a radio station, but I get the point. Anyway, it's called Kidnapped by a Killer, the Heather Robinson story. It is on this Saturday on Lifetime. Steve, great to catch up to you again, man. Congratulations on a great performance, and can't wait to see it.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
We'll be right back.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Oil prices, the defense budget, and a reorganization of the Western Hemisphere. There's something coming together. Find out what on Liberty Nation Radio this week.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Spring cleaning isn't just for your house, it's for your life. If your job is getting old, it's time to clear the clutter and spring into IT. Go to My Computer Career.
My Computer Career helped me get the skills and certifications I needed to start a new life as an IT professional in months, not years.
Earn the certifications that top employers are looking for right now. Visit MyComputerCareer.edu and take the free career evaluation to see if it's time to spring into IT. Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including VA benefits.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has been more than just a store. We've been a cornerstone of our community, owned by people like you. We proudly offer top-quality farm and ranch supplies, including our own Rogue feed, as well as workwear, western apparel, garden essentials, and pet care products. By signing up as a Grange Rewards customer, you not only enjoy exclusive benefits like special offers and 1% back on most purchases, but you also become part of something bigger, a cooperative that you own and help shape. Join Grange Rewards today.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
At Redding Heating and Air, we don't just promise fast service. We put our money where our mouth is. How does $500 in cold, hard cash sound?
Whoa, $500? Kelvin, are we serious?
Dead serious, young fella. If we don't have your new system installed within 72 hours of booking, we'll pay you $500 cash. You know, back in my day...
72 hours? Kelvin, can you even move that fast?
Anyway... That's the old-fashioned way of doing things, Chili. We respect a neighbor's time. We show up when we say we will, and we hustle until the job is done right.
It pays to use Redding Heating and Air. Restrictions apply. Visit RedingHeatingAir.com to schedule your 72-hour install today.
Don't wait. Let's get to work.
Redding Heating and Air. Old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Hi, everybody. McGraw-Milhaven here, host of America at Night. Tune in each and every weeknight for a late-night conversation. We'll have interesting guests, informative conversations from people who have been there and have done that. Plus, we always have time for you, the listener, because we love late-night conversations. Be sure to tune in every weeknight from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. for the next America at Night with me, McGraw-Milhaven, right here on KCNR 1460 AM and 96.5 FM, your talk radio station.
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. Man, I'm so happy to find out about this. You know how we love to support military spouses on the show, and we just encourage everybody to do that. And I found out about a brand new network for military spouses to talk about. Beth Conlon is here with us. Beth, how are you?
I'm doing very well. Thank you. How are you?
Great. Beth, I don't know how to describe you. I don't know. first of all, you are a military spouse, right?
That's correct. Active duty Army.
And and your husband is still active duty.
Yep. We are at Fort Moore in Columbus, Georgia.
Okay. And you've done this kind of work for a long, long time now as a military spouse advocate, which is so fantastic. And is this also a part of Amazon? Because I was trying to find out where this kind of resides.
So there's sort of two sides to me, which is why maybe it's hard to explain me. So I've been working on military spouse workforce development for the better part of a decade, unrelated to Amazon, all because of actually my personal experiences as a military spouse. My specialty has been in what I like to affectionately say is burning sofa. If your audience is not familiar with the SOFA, that is the Status of Forces Agreement, and that is a peacetime treaty that is in place in countries where we have a permanent presence of troops. So think like Germany, Japan, South Korea, Spain, Italy, and the Status of Forces Agreement for over a decade, for actually several decades, has been sort of this cloud of mystery around what is it, what isn't it, does it affect employment, does it not. I was personally victimized by the SOFA in 2013 and have been on a mission ever since then to just burn it down, clear it up, and make sure that our military families going overseas don't have to deal with additional barriers to employment. It's hard enough for us to maintain employment when we're in the States. There's no need to make it even harder when we go overseas. So
yeah.
That's my sort of specialty in the workforce space is the Status of Forces Agreement. And then with Amazon, I joined Amazon on the military affairs team. I built all of their military spouse employment programs, and I've since moved on to a role that's unrelated to military. So my day job is much more technical in the private sector, but it still allows me my outside life to focus on military spouse employment and advocacy.
Wow. I love that so much. We're talking to Beth Conlon here in the National Defense. Let's go back to that SOFA for just a second, because we hear a lot about that all the time. And it's got to be so just mind-boggling, frustrating to be moved around a country and not be able to continue what you do for a living.
Yeah. It not only is it frustrating, it's like financial devastation.
Right, right.
I mean, you know, when we moved to Germany and when we had moved to Germany, my employer at the time said, hey, no problem. We'll just transfer you to the Munich office. Everything will be fine. You can work from home. This will be great. When they couldn't figure out, because we were going to go on SOFA status, there was no one that could answer the question for us, like, okay, well then does my employer need to sponsor a work visa, or is the SOFA do that? Like, nobody could answer the question. And so my employer then said, hey, listen, this is too messy. We no longer can support you. And at that time, you know, that forced my husband and I to have these really hard conversations. Like, we don't have children, so financially it wasn't going to be as devastating for us, but I cannot imagine a family going overseas having to suddenly go from two incomes to one income.
Right.
All because an outdated peace treaty isn't clear on if it impacts employment or not. Mm. And so that's sort of been my driving force of, we cannot choose, we cannot ask our military families to choose between financial security and service. And that's sort of the hill I will die on, and why I've been working so hard to clarify the SOFA since then.
We're talking to military spouse advocate Beth Conlon here, the National Defense. Yeah, and not only devastating for the entire family financially, but since your husband is still serving, that also affects him so much in his job, because now he's got to worry about how you're doing and how you're going to get through this, right?
Exactly. The military spouse employment conversation is not just about having jobs. It is about providing full financial security to military families. And when that is taken away from one of the adults in the relationship, it goes beyond just financial hardship. It creates a lot of stressors just generally about, you know, paying bills and making sure the family has everything they need. It causes stresses about fulfillment of that non-serving spouse. And are they able to sort of, you know, do the things that they want to do while supporting their service members? So it's not just about a job. It's such a larger conversation.
So talk about this military spouse network a little bit here. Is this something that's fairly recent, kind of adding to your portfolio?
Well, so I like to call this the Military Spouse Corporate Coalition, and it is something that I started on accident. And what I mean by that is there was a military spouse at CVS who reached out to me and just said, hey, curious about these programs you started at Amazon. Could we talk? And then she referred someone from Wells Fargo who said, hey, heard you started these programs. Can we talk? And then it just sort of happened with you know, we kind of cast our net out there of like, oh, I know a military spouse at Meta. I know at Google. I know USAA. I know Nike. And before I knew it, we have like over 50 military spouses that work at some of the country's largest organizations.
Wow.
And for what's really great about this is I would say 90% of us do not work in the HR recruitment talent acquisition space. So it's not our day jobs to work on finding jobs for military spouses. This is just a passion project that we all have because we have been impacted by military spouse unemployment as we've been supporting our service member. And so now I think we have 56 members. We meet once a quarter and we talk about everything from how do you develop a mentorship program at your company to mentor military spouses? How do you even build a military spouse employment program? Like how do you start self-identification? How do you talk to management? How do you tell the story that the business proposition of why you should hire military spouses? And so it's just really been this organic sort of collective effort that we all meet quarterly, share our best practices, and then we also leverage each other as a network and say like, hey, Google, they have a really great deployment time off policy. How did you get that implemented and how can we all learn from you to take that back to our companies? So it's really an awesome accidental coalition that's been created.
Wow. Well, that is a powerful group. Now, is it all women? Is some men? What's the shape?
We do have a couple of men. Yep. We do have a couple of men from Meta, that are representing that community and a couple of men from T-Mobile and I believe Wells Fargo.
Ooh, I'm so glad you mentioned T-Mobile because, you know, you mentioned some of these other companies that reached out and have these strong programs in place for military spouses. T-Mobile happens to be one of our partners, and to see them over the years do what they've done for military spouses and not just military spouses, but also National Guard and reserves in terms of, yes, you can go serve your country and we will take you back. And not only that, we will support you with care packages and anything else you need. And celebrate your service. And that's so great to hear because, as you know, Beth, that doesn't happen everywhere.
Yeah, and actually T-Mobile is sort of one of those, they're a good example of they shared with the coalition kind of like their onboarding packet, if you will, that like they provide to military spouses to help them get familiar with T-Mobile, but they also have resources they provide to their managers to say like, this is what military spouses, like this is what's unique about us. And so we've actually, a lot of us have reached out to T-Mobile and been like, can I have a hard copy of that to take to my people? And the other thing that T-Mobile does really well is they engage beyond the military spouse space. Like they work really closely with this organization called Secure Families Initiative, which is a military family nonprofit that encourages civic engagement among the military community. And so T-Mobile has sort of branched out beyond the impacts of employment and understand what it means to engage with and support the military community across the board. And I think they're just a good, like, shining example of how corporate partnerships can really be a big answer to making military life better for everybody.
Ford was built on the belief that the world doesn't get to decide what you're capable of. You do. So ask yourself, can you or can't you? Can you load up a Ford F-150 and build your dream with sweat and steel? Can you chase thrills and conquer curves in a Mustang? Can you take a Bronco to where the map ends and adventure begins? Whether you think you can or think you can't, you're right. Ready, set, Ford.
Spring is here, which means now is the time to save during Spring Outdoor Power Deals at the Home Depot. Power through cleanup with the Ryobi 18-volt 1+ trimmer and blower combo kit, designed to deliver more runtime, more speed, and maximum performance. Then level up your yard work and expand your Ryobi lineup with the expanded edger or pruning saw, included at no extra cost when you buy the Ryobi combo kit. Shop Spring Outdoor Power Deals for 7 days at the Home Depot, now through April 29th.
David is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Nice to meet you. My name is David. I've been a pharmacist for 44 years, and I'm from Flowery Branch, Georgia. When I first started taking Prevagen, I noticed stuff just seemed to come together and fit like a jigsaw puzzle. when I have customers come in, I recommend Prevagen. Number one, because it's safe and effective, does not require a prescription. And I've been taking it quite a while myself, and I know it works.
I wouldn't recommend something like Prevagen if I didn't think it was worth it, because it works so good for me.
And I love it when the customers come back in and tell me, David, that really works so good. Makes my day.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
Hey, National Defense Network has a new mobile app that you need to download right now. Just go to the App Store or nationaldefensenetwork.org to get your hands on the largest giving and savings platform on the planet. You can support our military veterans at the same time you're saving over $1,500 on travel, dining, vacations, and retail. You can get $60 off admission to Disney World and hundreds of other discounts. Just go to nationaldefensenetwork.org, download the app, and upload the savings. For me, staying connected to loved ones is everything. And as a veteran, you appreciate how T-Mobile makes that easy. With exclusive discounts for military and veteran families on wireless plans, those who serve save with T-Mobile. Military families save up to $720 a year. Plus, you'll be on America's best network, according to Ookla speed test. Head to T-Mobile.com/military-savings to learn more. That's T-Mobile.com/military-savings. Savings with four lines compared to regular pricing on experience plans.
With over 20 years of generous community support, Wounded Warrior Project has helped post 9/11 veterans and their families with no-cost services, legislative advocacy, and more. And we're just getting started. Visit woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at premieroilchange.com and receive your gift. In Redding, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisadro locations.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Shasta Lake and neighboring friends, the Queen of Dragons has your back with premium products at prices that work for you. As the longest standing dispensary in the area, our local team knows exactly what you need. Our shelves are stocked with the freshest flower in town. From our premium, fresh, and local line to our budget-friendly options featuring Emerald Junkies and Tricana Boys. Don't miss our famous Flower Friday deals. Top quality at unbeatable prices. And for the green thumbs out there, clones are now in store for the growing season. Join our Dragons Reward program and earn points with every purchase. Stop by 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard in the city of Shasta Lake or call us for delivery at 530-276-9771 or check out our menu at thequeenofdragons.com. The Queen of Dragons. Premium offerings. Unbeatable value just for you.
Join us for the Chicks and Chaps fundraiser luncheon Saturday, May 2nd at the Reading Senior Center from 10:30 to 2:30 with special guest speakers Dr. Allen and Dr. Sockfield. Don't miss your chance for an exhilarating ride on Wreck-It Ralph and a chance to bid on a one-of-a-kind Chicks and Chaps belt buckle. Get your tickets today at ReadingRodeo.com. Just click on the Chicks and Chaps tab. Thank you to our sponsors Reading Rancheria, Valor Oncology, Gold Mark Jewelers, Dignity Health, Sierra Pacific Regional Cancer Center, Four Winds Jewelry, and this radio station.
For me, the best part of my day is when a commercial loan actually closes. The owner of the business, they finally have the cash to go do what they want to do to grow their business. They might have stressed about this, hoping it would all work, and when it all comes together as planned, it's a win-win for everyone. So I like that. I like it when people are happy, like, yes, I got the money, because it can be very stressful.
Plumas Bank. Experienced bankers. Real solutions. Visit plumasbank.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas, owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. My focus is to help people feel better, look better, and take control of their health with a simple, life-changing plan. It starts with smarter eating choices and adding the right amount of protein to support gut health and reduce inflammation. You'll also receive weekly accountability coaching, a free guide, and a complimentary consultation with me, Dr. Maria Salas. Ready to feel your best? Call or text 530-227-3984.
public and private sector and a lot of key stakeholders. So it's just, it is just cool to have that kind of recognition for the work that we do off the side of our desk for free, purely to better the community.
That is so great. We're talking to Beth Conlon here in the National Defense. Well, congratulations on a White House. All right, so let's just kind of jump forward here. You're standing next to President Biden. You got his ear for about 5 minutes. What's the one thing that you want to tell him about what needs to be done for military spouses?
I want to tell him that he needs to put out a mandate to the Department of Defense to clarify that the Status of Forces Agreement does not and never has impacted a military spouse's ability to maintain employment.
Wow.
In black and white language.
Wow. That's pretty strong. That's pretty strong. And you know, we've seen over the years, I've been doing a show about 10 years. And so military spouses 10 years ago, I don't think you ever heard about them. I mean,
yeah.
You know, I mean, you heard about the heroism and the bravery of our active duty military. But as far as the rest of the family, you just kind of, but over the years, I mean, I think, you know, it's an old line about, you know, everybody in the family serves, but it's so true. And not, you know, putting together the pieces at home, but making sure that that actively deployed member doesn't have to worry about that. Can concentrate on their job, which is our security. And it seems to have, especially in the last 5 years, really come to the forefront. Is that the sense that you're getting?
Yeah, and actually, I can speak to that exact evolution. When I first married my husband, I didn't know anything about the military, so I didn't even consider the impacts on my career. Mm. But when I first started applying for jobs, I found myself actively hiding the fact that I was a military spouse because,
yeah, right.
What does that even mean? You know, or there's an assumption of like, oh, well, you're going to move soon. And so I went from early in my career hiding that to, you know, 5 years ago, actively telling employers, listen, I'm a military spouse and I'm going to move. I need to know that you can support that move, or we need to end this conversation. And here's what I bring to the table and why you should support me. And my confidence in being able to just say, I am, this is who I am, this is a part of my life, has been an evolution of nonprofits being louder and prouder, hiring our Heroes Chamber of Commerce entity, setting up programs to support military spouse employment, and just making the conversation more relevant to the workforce, making it more relevant in your community. It has been just an overall groundswell that has allowed us as individual spouses to slowly take off that shield and say, listen, I'm a military spouse. Here's why this is great. Also, here's what you need to know about that lifestyle.
Mm, yes, absolutely. And I know that Amazon has been for that for a long, long time. We had a gentleman on the show. I think he was a military liaison for them both.
Bo Higgins.
Yes, yes.
Yes.
Not too long ago. But and he talked about how supportive Amazon has been. I mean, even to the point of going over and above for active duty military and veterans and military spouses. Can you talk to that a little bit?
Yeah, one of the great things that Amazon's done is, you know, there's been a big push for a return to office mandate across the board, not just at Amazon.
Right.
And I worked very closely with our vice president of HR and her team to develop a policy that explicitly says, if you are an active duty military spouse, the return to office mandate does not apply to you. And assuming you don't have to, like, work in a SCIF or in a secure facility or something like that. So that gives our military spouses like myself the ability to, you know, take a deep breath and say, okay, I can maintain my career. It doesn't right. matter where we live. And I've been with Amazon for almost 5 years. I've moved 3 times and I've not had to once quit my job, and I've continued to grow professionally and expanded to new roles and responsibilities. So their sort of willingness to draw that line in the sand and say, this is an accommodation for this unique group. Because of the circumstances that they're in, we are willing to support them so that they can maintain employment, really is meaningful to our community.
And it's so important, too, you know, as far as how you feel about a certain company. I mean, I can.
Exactly.
Right? I mean, when you're getting that kind of input and feedback from Amazon, you're going, why would I ever leave this company?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it is definitely, not only internally is it a huge positive sentiment, but externally when I talk to not even just the military community, when I, you know, talk to, you know, quote unquote civilians and say, well, this is great. I'm not affected by the return to office. I don't have an office anywhere near me in Columbus, Georgia. Here's why. And people are like, oh, that's so great. I would never think about that. That's amazing that they do that for you.
you could say that about so many things about military spouses. Nobody thinks about it until you're a military spouse.
That's very true.
And all of a sudden now there's no boot camp for that. So you got to learn on your own. You got to learn on the fly. You got to learn the companies that support you, the companies that don't. And I know that, Beth, you support a great deal of the Military Spouse Chamber of Commerce. Tell us about that a little bit. I know just a teeny bit about that, but I know they do some great work.
Yeah, so I'm the board chair of the Military Spouse Chamber of Commerce, and we are coming on our, we just had our third birthday, so we're coming into our fourth year. And this really, military, like 48% of military spouses either have their own business or have said they're interested in starting their own business. And so we just, there's Stephanie Brown. She is the CEO of the Rosie Network, which is one of the original nonprofits to support military entrepreneurs. Her and Jamie Chapman and myself were all on a call during COVID. And Stephanie had said, you know, there really should be an entity that is able to certify if you're military spouse-owned business, just like there's a veteran-owned business, just like there's a woman-owned business.
Right.
And in that moment, I was like, well, there is, right? Like, obviously there must be. And she said, no, there's not. And I was like, well, let's build it. And that was in August of 2020. And by January of 2021, we launched the first ever United States Military Spouse Chamber of Commerce. We are the only entity that can certify if you are truly military spouse owned. And we have a really strict criteria on how we classify that, because we don't want anyone to be able to come and look at our certification and poke holes in it, right? Like, we want to be right. able to be confident in what we say. The benefit to this is we've worked with large supplier diversity organizations, one being Supplier.io, so that when the CVSs of the world or the Walt Disneys or the Walmarts of the world go to their big suppliers and say, we want to pull from diverse suppliers, they can now say, I want military spouse businesses. And they can specifically source from these businesses that are owned and run by military spouses, whether that's services or products. And so we went from zero members to over 4,000 members in our first 2 years. So we are on par with some of the largest chambers of commerce in the entire country.
Wow.
And we continue to represent solopreneurs, so that, you know, that one person show, all the way up to multi-million dollar small businesses that are all military spouse owned.
Man, you are a powerhouse. I love it. This is so fantastic. Beth, how can people, especially military spouses, how can they find out more about what you're doing and how they can be a part of that?
Two ways. You can go to BethConlin.com and you can contact me there. You can read about what I'm doing with SOFA. And if you have any questions about the status of forces agreement, or you can always connect with me on LinkedIn. I'm also at Beth Conlin there. I'm always happy to engage with our military spouse community in either one of those platforms.
So now you've gone from, asking your husband, hey, are you able to stay home for a while, to, hey, when are you going somewhere next? I got work to do.
Yeah, basically. I mean, this job has him on the road quite a bit, but being in Fort Moore, we've been married for 12 years. He's been deployed for, I think, 6 of those years.
Wow.
So it is a change of pace to say, like, okay, well, you're here now, but also I'm busy. It has been a fun role reversal when I'm the one gone more often than not now, and
right.
he's the one that's got to figure out the household, managing the household and the dogs and the daycare. And so it has been an interesting role reversal this last year.
So I guess we need to start a new network for military spouse, deployed husbands, and how to cook an egg and things like that.
How to cook an egg and do the laundry.
Right, right. Beth, thank you so much for taking the time. Thank you. Really appreciate what you're doing for military spouses. I mean, it's about time for everybody to wake up to that. So thank you so much.
I absolutely, no problem. I appreciate you giving this some airtime and a platform. Thank you.
Thank you so much. We'll be right back here on the National Defense.
scholarships limited by race, segregated graduation ceremonies in dorms, professors labeling students as oppressors based on skin color, gender, or religion. This is DEI in action. Divisive, toxic, and un-American. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. dreamed of a nation where his children would be judged not by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. DEI turns that dream upside down. But there's hope. DEI is being rolled back through civil rights enforcement, federal funding cuts, and growing cultural resistance to its harm in schools, workplaces, and communities. America is strongest when united, not divided. Our universities should lead the way in bringing people together, not driving them apart. Visit campusreform.org to learn more about the fight against DEI on college campuses. Restoring truth, correcting bias in education, one story at a time. A series brought to you by the leadership.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.